From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, could the next Republican dream candidate be Arnold Schwarzenegger? First, the lead.
Live from New York, the Republican Convention!
That's Bill Harris, the CEO of the 2004 Republican National Convention, borrowing a line from Saturday Night Live. The convention got started yesterday with speeches from Senator John McCain of Arizona and former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. Joining us now from New York for analysis is Mickey Kouse. He writes Slate's political weblog, Kouse Files. Mickey, Senator McCain had a famously testy relationship with President Bush in the past, but gave a strong endorsement of the president at the convention last night, though he also called on fellow Republicans not to demonize the Democrats. Here he is.
We are Americans first, Americans last, and Americans always.
So, Mickey, what is the McCain message?
I think that's how McCain actually thinks. I thought it was very effective. It plays into this sense that I have that the electorate is really sick of partisan fighting. It's also sick of new combat situations abroad, and it wants a sort of calming return to normalcy. And I think McCain saying we're all Americans and refraining from viciously attacking the Democrats was a sound strategy. It was not the strategy Giuliani took, and there were complaints about it, but I thought it made sense.
So you mentioned New York Mayor Giuliani. He gave a long and much more impassioned speech about President Bush's leadership from September 11th through the war in Iraq, among other things. He criticized Europeans, saying they often dealt with terrorism with accommodation, appeasement, and compromise. Here's part of what he said.
Terrorists came to learn time after time that they could attack, that they could slaughter innocent people and not face any consequences.
Maybe this is directed at Senator Kerry's calls for multilateralism, for bringing others in.
Oh, definitely. It was definitely saying, why do we care about what the French and Germans say since they have been ineffective in the war on terrorism? And these are things, of course, that Giuliani knows well from governing New York with its heavily Jewish population. He's steeped in the history of terrorist attacks. And I thought it was the most intellectually interesting part of his speech because it was something that people hadn't heard before.
Do you get the sense that in Senator McCain's speech and that of the mayor that we're actually seeing two auditions for the next Republican convention?
Definitely. There were rumors yesterday that McCain was reconsidering the decision not to run in 2008. Of course, he will tease the public and get whatever press he can. But I think he has wanted to be president before. Why shouldn't he want to be president again? And Giuliani's clearly ambitious. I thought they were both very appealing candidates. And we also saw the contrast between the two men. McCain has positioned himself as a sort of bipartisan, everybody loves him candidate. And Giuliani is extremely combative, and they're both basically egomaniacs.
Well, I'm not quite sure that, you know, I think a lot of politicians could make that claim. What kind of tidbits are you picking up there wandering around the convention? What strikes you as interesting so far?
On the Republican side, what's interesting is the extent to which they have picked a strategy to rile up their base, bring out their core voters as opposed to going after the swing moderate voters. And this is somewhat at odds with the speeches, certainly of McCain, who was definitely appealing to moderate voters. I think the most interesting things are happening in the Kerry campaign, probably not in the Bush campaign. Kerry was blindsided by the Swift boat attacks. There is an orgy of recrimination going on in his campaign. People are trying to use it to sort of oust their rivals. They're saying, why didn't Kerry respond sooner? Didn't Kerry want to respond? He was withheld by certain aides who told him it wouldn't be a problem. It was a problem. In the background of all this is a dispute over whether Kerry should follow a state-by-state battleground, bring-out-your-base type of campaign, or whether he should do what the Bush campaign is not doing and go for a broad national message. The problem, of course, is that he has no broad national message, but there are some people who think he could have one.
Opinion and analysis from Mickey Kouse. He writes the Kouse Files weblog for Slate. Mickey, thanks for joining us on Day to Day, and we'll look for more radio blogs this week.
See you, Alex. Thanks.